The General Services Administration's Expo Conference in San Antonio is quieter this year. It's less than half the size of past conferences. And there are reminders everywhere about that infamous Las Vegas event. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller caught up with some attendees at the GSA Expo. He brings us now reaction from the event. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, first of all, are you getting a sense of just how much the GSA Public Building Services Western Region Conference scandal, otherwise known as that infamous Las Vegas one, is now impacting this expo in San Antonio?
Well, it's definitely having an impact, and it's in a couple different areas. And I talked to several different vendors who have been at Expo and have been at Expo in years past, so they have a really good sense to be able to compare and contrast. First of all, there's only about 5,000 attendees. In fact, GSA sent me the breakdown. There's about 2,451 government attendees, including about 357 of them from GSA themselves. And there's an additional about 2,896 attendees from the private sector, representing about 726 businesses. So in years past, there's been about 1,000 GSA employees. There's been about 10,000 attendees. So as you can tell right off the bat, it's about two-thirds less GSA employees and about half as many regular attendees. And in turn, obviously, vendors are not coming out like they used to, where people told me, well, usually vendors may send 5, 6, 7 people. Now they're sending 2 or 3 people. And in the same vein, agencies also are not sending as many. And as GSA is also reminding vendors and feds about ethics, what they must abide by. In fact, every welcome bag that an attendee received at the conference, there was a guide to ethics. There were also training sessions. So as you can see, there was a lot of focus on these things. Now, on the positive side, what I'm being told is it's not hurting the interactions between feds and vendors. Now, Larry Allen is the president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and he has gone to the GSA Expo for more than a decade.
The people here, there has been an openness and willingness to talk and an understanding that you have to talk to each other, business to government, if you're going to get the business of government achieved. So it's been very refreshing not to have government people shying away from what you would hope would be normal and routine business interactions. Certainly there is an emphasis on ethics. In the middle of the expo, you have the GSA flagship office that talks about ethics every 5 minutes when you walk by. This is not a show that is known in the first place for being one that has a high amount of giveaway items. And certainly there are even fewer giveaway items this year. So about as good as you can get is a stress ball out of some contractors.
Now, another interesting tidbit is that there's no banners highlighting that this is a GSA conference. One of the things that Larry Allen mentioned to me was if the people of San Antonio would never know that the government, the General Services Administration is even in their city based on the way they're presenting the show. It's all about the theme of the show, about the right solutions right now, but not about GSA. And, in fact, people at the conference, they're telling me that the attendees are wearing suits and ties or blouses and skirts or pants for women, and not GSA golf shirts, for instance, or agency logo with agencies on it. And even the signs pointing you directions, the GSA logo is very small in the corner. It's very kind of nondescript. And I think all that's definitely on purpose.
It sounds like a paragon of rectitude. Well, Jason, what are they actually talking about down there?
Well, I think there's several expected topics and trends that have come up. But what got a lot of attention is actually Acting Administrator of GSA Dan Tangerlini's speech during a session hosted by the Coalition for Government Procurement just yesterday. Now, I caught up with a few industry officials who most of them wanted to only talk on background to be able to talk more freely, and they didn't get permission from their companies to talk. But they gave me some really good highlights. So let me just go through a couple of them quickly. I think the biggest thing that came out of Dan Tangerlini's speech is that he's definitely looking to restructure the way GSA is organized. Right now they're in the middle of a top-to-bottom review. It's obviously an internal discussions going on. They're looking at how the Public Building Service, which is the key piece here who got into a lot of trouble in the regions conference, can partner better with the Federal Acquisition Service, which is actually the host of Expo. Now, part of that could include, making the way that the GSA central office works with the regions. The regions currently have a lot of autonomy, I'm told, by a lot of different vendors. Now the central office is going to take more control, including the budget and potentially procurement. So that's one big change that Dan Tangerlini talked about. He also talked about how that the Federal Acquisition Service could take over all procurement for the Public Building Service. It's not a done deal by any means, but that's something that they are considering, and this would be a huge departure because, as we've heard many times, those two parts of GSA sometimes didn't see eye to eye. Now, internally within GSA, they're saying, okay, well, we perform a lot of activities, a lot of acquisition. Is there a way that maybe, you know, something that the Federal Acquisition Service is doing could be reused by PBS or the Office of Government-Wide Policy or the CIO? I mean, pretty basic stuff, but he's really taking a hard look at this and saying, you know, maybe this is the way we're going to head down the path. He also talked about his priorities, and there are several priorities. A lot of them we've heard about from the past administrator, Martha Johnson, sustainability, mobile office or telework. And then he also talked that the next generation of schedules is also a big deal. But Larry Allen talks about another very hot topic that government and industry are both talking about.
People are concerned about the money. They're concerned about federal budget, what they're seeing this year, and understanding that this year may be as good as it gets in the near term in terms of agencies having money to spend and having appropriated dollars on a reasonable time frame available to them for spending on needed projects. Projects themselves tend to be the things that have been discussed by the acting administrator. Workforce mobility gets a lot of attention here. One of the largest contingents of contractors displaying their items are in the furniture and furnishings areas.
And, of course, no conference would complete without the prerequisite IT priorities, cloud computing, data center consolidation, and actually GSA's internal operations has also been a popular topic.
Probably the big thing is GSA's schedules next generation. GSA set aside an entire afternoon to hear from customers in one session and contractors in another about what they think should come next for the GSA schedules program. And GSA officials, including FAS Commissioner Steve Kemp, have said that they're going to take this feedback as the GSA listening tour and start to work on some initiatives that will keep the schedules program at the forefront of government acquisition.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And Jason, shifting topics a little bit, you led an online survey on federalnewsradio.com of what this impact of the GSA scandal in Las Vegas, that conference scandal, was on other agencies. Tell us a little bit about what you learned through that survey.
Absolutely. We over the last couple of weeks, we said, you know, okay, how is the GSA scandal having a larger impact across government? If you will, how is it reverberating? I think the expo is the first chance we really got to see of just the changes. So the survey, we decided to close up. We've received about 125 responses over the last couple of weeks from a wide range of agencies, the IRS, the Defense Department, Army, the Agriculture's Forest Service, and even obviously some people from GSA. And the results were not necessarily surprising, but it did kind of give us some good feeling that we know what's happening within the community. 58% say that GSA scandal has led their agency to postpone or cancel conferences. 57% say they've been discouraged from attending conferences as well. And we got a bunch of interesting comments, and I'll just go through a couple of them real quick. One person wrote, "The new procedures implemented apply to meetings as well. Our mission has been severely impacted by these new procedures, which were designed by those who never organized the conference. The purpose seems to be more to reduce the risk of bad publicity rather than ensure efficient spending," which I'm off to tag back to you. You were the first one to say this. This is as much about optics as it is about waste, fraud, and abuse.
Sure.
But I think that person gets exactly what's going on here. You know, control the optics.
All right.
No, so there's also another. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it sounds like things are going to eventually toggle back to normal, but we'll just have to get through this kind of optical period, if you will.
I think that's what people are feeling, but then when you add the budget crunch to it, then people get concerned. Well, you know, we got several comments who said, hey, our budget's been cut for 2 years. We still don't have any money to travel. We don't have any money for conferences or training sessions. So this is so the GSA scandal is not affecting us because we've already been affected. So, I think there's some people who say, hey, maybe our budget will never come back to where it was or to allow us to do stuff. I got to read one other comment that we got from an IRS employee. They said IRS employees are not allowed to use any hotel with the term, and they use quotes here, resort in the title, even if they are at or below negotiated government rates. Again, another sign of the times showing that just optics of that idea of don't use, you know, don't go to a resort even if it's cheaper than the, you know, let's pick on Holiday Inn down the street or same price.